Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a lot of good stuff going on around Houston. Nothing better than sweeping them damn Yankees. Astros did it yesterday. Jose Altuve, four homers in the three-game sweep. Astros unbeaten at home. They're going to begin a series tomorrow against the Seattle Mariners, who are off to a 12-2 start. So it'll be an early test for your Houston Astros. Rockets, playoff run begins on Sunday. They will be the four seed. Denver wet the bed against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Portland tried to lose but couldn't lose to Sacramento, which means your Houston Rockets will be facing the Utah Jazz as they begin the playoffs. That game going to tip off at 8:30 on Sunday at about the same time when a show that a lot of people around here like, Game of Thrones, is going on. And I thought this was a no-brainer. I can't believe there are people who are actually saying they're going to watch Game of Thrones over the NBA playoffs, but to each his own, not going to knock it. But I just want to hear you explain yourself. And well, first, what, John?
Let me put it this way, because this is what I said on Twitter, and I was just sharing it with Landry during the breaks. I'm just amazed by this, and I'm not trying to preach from a high horse or anything, but when your team is in the playoffs, when I'll put it this way, when my teams are in the playoffs, like my true. We talk about how you got to lock in. You know, I like to watch those big games by myself. You know, no distractions, all that stuff. That supersedes everything. And the way I put it is, I'm not a Game of Thrones fan, but I understand the depth and the passion people have for Game of Thrones. I've had shows like that where I'm like, I got to watch it. I've got to watch this show. I can't think of one off the top of my head
DVR
now.
DVR was made for TV shows, not sports, especially not big sporting events.
Thank you.
I get it. But DVR was made for TV shows, not
and this is
events.
What I said. If you're conflicted about, and you're a real fan, like a real Rockets fan, like you watch as many games as you can all year long, all of them if possible. You know everything. You're passionate. You think this is the year. I mean, you're into the Rockets. To me, there's no conflict at all. You DVR Game of Thrones, and you watch the Rockets. Apparently, a lot of people disagree with that.
Including former Texans Pro Bowler, member of our staff right now, half of the Smitty and Trap show, Wade Smith. He's actually going to be on a panel with Paul Gallant and Trap later. Wade Smith wants to defend himself. Wade Smitty, welcome to In the Loop.
What's going on, fellas, man? John Lopez, have you lost your mind, man?
No, I haven't.
Have
I don't think so.
Your mind? It's the first game of a first round series against the Utah Jazz.
Okay.
It doesn't even compare at all. I don't care how big of a fan you are. I'm a big fan to a lot of different organizations. Everybody knows the Rockets are going to win that series in five games. The
game really?
At home, no question. Like, it's the Utah Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the Utah Jazz. If you would have said this is the series against the Warriors, now you have a legitimate argument. But this is the Utah Jazz. As opposed to Game of Thrones, this is the last season of the series, period. And if you don't watch it in real time, now you have to dodge all of these time bombs everywhere you go in life of people spoiling it for you.
But you do the same thing for the basketball game.
You gotta watch it live.
You do the same thing.
Okay. John Lopez, answer me the question. Name me something you remember about Game 1 of the Western Conference playoffs for the Rockets last year.
Just game 1 of the first playoff series?
Of the first game 1 of the first series.
Harden went for 50. Harden went for 50.
I'll tell you, Landry. No, no. I'll tell you exactly. And I'll use one
Stop
word.
Googling.
No, I'm not googling anything. I'm telling you exactly what I remember. It was the freaking playoffs. That's what I remember, Wade. Playoffs are, if this was a big, like, even for seeding.
You're talking about a non-answer.
No. That's absolutely, man. The playoffs matter, man. You know that more than anything. And you're saying the Rockets are going to win in five. I'm fine with that. I could agree with that thing. But we don't know. If it's my team And you know, and again, I don't mean to be on a high horse here because, you know, maybe you're just not as big a Rockets fan as you are of other teams in this city. That's fine. All I'm saying is if you are a true, I bleed that color, whether it's the Rockets or Lakers or whomever, you've got to watch every moment of that team's playoff because it's the playoff. That's my point. That it could be the Rockets, could be anybody. But if you're like a real fan, clearly what I think this says is people, and tell me if you disagree, people who are picking Game of Thrones, it's not just that it's the first, you know, episode of the last season. It's you're a bigger Game of Thrones fan than you are of the Rockets in this series.
No, I don't agree with that because I think that, if, like I said, if it was a series where it was an important series, that something that you knew, hey, there's a lot of fans that they say to themselves, if I don't watch the game, it's going to cause us to lose. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
I have to be there for my – I have to support them. You don't – I don't think anyone feels that way. And, of course, I can't speak for everybody, but the majority of people don't feel that way when they're playing the Utah Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm going to read you the tweet that I responded to John with. I said, fixed it for you, John. After a two-year wait, you're conflicted about watching the first episode of the last season of Game of Thrones this Sunday because the Rockets are playing game one of a first-round playoff series against Utah Jazz. You are a true Game of Thrones fan.
I still have on VHS the last episode of MASH. I mean, this is a TV series. It's an incredible TV series. This is by no means dumping.
So answer me this: Did you watch Matt live when it first came out?
Yeah, because there probably wasn't a game on.
There wasn't a DVR. Either.
There wasn't a game on.
Of course, but okay. So answer me this question: So if that thing, that if it was, I'm trying to think of a comparable comparison because to me this is a bad take because of the game that it is. It's not like to me this is it's the playoffs, great, but it's the last game of the night on TNT, like, nah, this is on a Sunday night, a late night Sunday night. This is not a prime time game. Like, I completely disagree. People have been waiting for this show for 2 years. The anticipation, you just look at the ratings. It's going to be ridiculous.
Oh, no, no. Again, by no means am I diminishing the importance and the popularity of Game of Thrones. By no means at all. Because I've had that show myself. I can't think of one off the top of my head, but I've had that can't miss show in my life. Go ahead.
Now, just think about the last series of Sopranos. I mean, you were.
That's
Sopranos
a good example.
Fan, right?
I was a Sopranos guy.
Sopranos,
yes.
Breaking Bad, The Wire, all these type of shows. I'm not missing those shows for no first round playoff game, for nobody. Not for the Rockets versus the Jazz. No, it's the Jazz. It's like that series is a foregone conclusion. You watch the show. And then you tune in and watch the Rockets up by 15 going into the fourth quarter. And then you watch the rest of the game if you feel like it. That's logical. It doesn't make sense to me that, you know, you're going to call somebody not a Rockets fan because they choose to watch Game of Thrones.
I didn't say not. I said less.
No, you said you're not a true fan. You said you're not a true Rockets
fan. Right,
right.
That's less of a fan. You're not a true Rockets fan.
All right, Wade. We appreciate you, bro. We appreciate you.
You won the argument, by the way. I'm on Lopez's side, but you won the argument.
No, I don't think
you did. I'm disappointed in John.
Why?
He just owned you, man. Like,
he did not own me.
He just sat there and backpedaled, and Wade just took you to the shed.
What did I backpedal?
Figgy, who won that?
I don't know, man.
See, Brent Landry's just a pot stirrer.
Yeah, John, I think
he
John,
quoted
man.
You, and then you said, no, I didn't say that.
I didn't say that.
Well, I did, but.
No, I didn't. No, I didn't say any of those words. He said, not a true fan, and I corrected him because there's fans and then there's true fans. And he said,
I did not say that.
Thank you. Send that to Wade Smith. Send that to Wade Smith.
Let's go to John. Are you going to be watching Rockets or Game of Thrones? You're on In the Loop. Go ahead.
Man, I'm a huge Game of Thrones fan, but the deal is I'm going to watch the Rockets first. Let me explain why. It's because if we have TiVo. Okay, I don't like watching recorded sports unless I just absolutely have to.
Exactly.
I can watch Game of Thrones as soon as the game is over. But if it was back in the 80s or 90s, we did not have TiVo, because of the importance of Game of Thrones, I would be willing to miss the first playoff game for something of this caliber of our team's playing than missing Game of Thrones, because it may be 6 or 8 months before I ever see that television show when it comes on DVD at the time or VHS.
Thank you.
That's
Thank
a great
you.
Point. And
you
I
don't
think
DVR playoff sports. DVRs were made to binge watch TV shows. They weren't made to binge watch games. And if you have priority, you always watch the live sporting event first. Always. I don't watch Game of Thrones, but I watch a lot of shows. There are a lot of shows that I look forward to weekly. Lots of them. Plenty of them. But you know what? If the season finale of that show, if the first episode of the final season of that was on during a playoff game, I'm watching the playoff game live. It's a live sporting event. It's a taped TV show. That's what DVR was made for.
And by the way, he's saying, you know, his big, Wade Smith's big argument was, it's the Utah Jazz. They're going to win in five.
Be easy.
It's the first episode.
Be careful, though.
It's the first episode.
Be careful when you start saying stuff like that, though.
Like what?
Like just acting like you're just going to look past the Utah Jazz.
That's what I'm saying. I think you can look past the first episode. You'll catch up. You know, you'll catch up the same night because they replay it, as Figgy was pointing out, the same night. Look, if you're going to say, well, it's just the Utah Jazz in the first round. Well, it's just the first episode. I don't care if you've been waiting 2 years. I've been waiting since 1995. You know, some of the Rockets
Game of Thrones people are crazy. They're nuts. They're just absolutely nuts. Let's go to Bruce. Bruce, you're on In the Loop. Go ahead. Are you going to be watching Game of Thrones or the Rockets on Sunday?
I will be watching the Rockets.
Thank you.
Explain.
Why?
Because I'm like you, John. Sporting events, I got to watch it live. I think the only other thing that I could possibly watch in front of the Rockets game would be if the Texans was in a playoff game. Exactly. Other than that, I don't think there's nothing else that I would rather watch.
Exactly, Bruce. Exactly. And I just don't think you can chalk up the Rockets. I think they're going to win the series, but my gosh, man, these Game of Thrones people are nuts.
They're crazy. They're crazy.
They're nuts.
Again, it's the first episode. You can't say, oh, it's just the first series against the Jazz. It's the first episode. You can catch up on that just as easily. In fact, probably easier.
And the one thing that Smitty did say that I don't understand is you have to avoid the spoilers. Stay off Twitter. It's pretty simple, right? Stay off Twitter. Put the phone up.
Well, here's the thing. You're going to get spoiled one or the other, no matter what. If you're on social media, you're either going to get spoiled Game of Thrones or spoiled Rockets. One or the other, you will get spoiled.
Let's go to Madison. Madison, you watching the Rockets or Game of Thrones live?
John Lopez, you are wrong as all get out, man. Let me tell you why, bro. First of all, the game starts at 9:30. Game of Thrones starts at 9. By the time they do all the pregame crap, the game's not starting until 9:45. By that time, the episode of Game of Thrones will be over with. I can miss 15 minutes of the playoff game.
It's actually 8:30. It's starting at 8:30.
Well, no, it's 9:30 for my time. I'm in D.C.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's why. So, like, I can give up 15 minutes of the first quarter of the Rockets game for all the episode of Game of Thrones and then catch the rest of the game of the playoff game.
Can't you do the same thing for Game of Thrones?
No, I'm sorry. Like I said, I'm not trying to get the episode ruined by me. And second of all, I'm going to a Game of Thrones party. So
oh, there you go.
It's like,
hey, Madison, you're in DC. We appreciate you for listening. You're listening on the radio.com app.
Yeah, bro. I listen to y'all all the time, man.
Hey,
can
you get some, you know, my favorite thing about DC is all those fake Oakleys that they sell on the street. I'm being dead serious. Can you hook me up with some fake Oakleys, please?
Hey, look, bro, I keep a lookout for you, man.
Yeah, let me know, man. $10. You can get those fake Oakleys. They look just as new because my sunglasses always break. Anytime I buy some expensive ones,
and you'll take better care of them.
No, well, I've done that. And a pair of Ray-Bans, a pair of Oakleys, and another pair of Ray-Bans later, they're lost. They either just have the worst luck in the world or what. I don't know what the deal is, John.
This is an incredible dynamic going on. Right,
and you know what the funniest thing about this is? And I'm not trying to pull back the curtain too much. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610, talking about the Rockets starting at 8:30, Game of Thrones starting at 9. This is the one thing that I don't understand. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that are like, why aren't you talking about the Rockets? Why aren't you talking about the Rockets? Why don't y'all talk about the Rockets more? The Rockets are, and we always say, of the three teams in town, the Rockets move the needle less than anybody.
Right.
I will say this with 62% certainty. Okay. I'm not going to say 100% because I can't speak for everybody.
Right.
If the Astros were beginning a first-round series mm-hmm. against the New York Yankees at 8:30 on Sunday.
Don't even pick the Yankees. Pick something like the A's.
anybody.
Yeah.
If they were in the
playoffs.
That's
more comparable to the Jazz.
And Justin Verlander were on the bump, there wouldn't be as many people even entertaining this.
I think you're right.
If the Texans were in the playoffs.
I think you're right.
There wouldn't be as many people.
Texans.
Entertaining this.
Not even close.
This just talks to how little the Rockets move the needle compared to the other two teams.
You're 100% right. That's the best way to frame what I'm talking about. I didn't say you weren't a fan. I said you're not a true fan. And I think the Rockets rank third on most of our listeners' pecking order. And so it's an easy choice. It's an easy choice to pick Game of Thrones, Wade Smith included.
He just texted me, by the way. And by the way, Wade said my shows are weak as hell. Why don't you check the numbers of The Bachelor against Game of Thrones there, buddy? Let's see who has the higher numbers, Chief.
But that what you just said, I think, encapsulates everything. This shows the people that so many people would pick the Game of Thrones over the Rockets first round, Wade included, shows you that the Rockets are a distant or at least a clear third.
But not for us.
In pecking order.
Not for us.
And that was my whole
There's
point.
There's not a TV show that I wouldn't watch the playoffs over.
If
maybe I'm a sports nerd, whatever. Playoffs or playoffs. I've been counting down.
This is the equivalent of a first round NCAA tournament game. Would you pick the Longhorns or Game of Thrones?
I'm not picking a TV show over any playoff game. Sports are made to watch live.
Yeah.
Unless there's an emergency, you watch sports live. That's the beauty of it. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do. TV shows, I watched some of my TV shows last night. And you know what? I was just fine with it.
Yeah. Yeah.
This Game of Thrones cult, man. It's crazy. It's absolutely insane.
And I don't mean to diminish their fandom of Game of Thrones.
It's a strong fandom.
It's strong.
We got a convention today with Paul Trapp and Smitty.
Exactly.
Is Smitty going to wear a costume?
I don't know.
The thing?
It's strong.
To wonder.
It's passionate. It's deep. All I'm saying is if you pick that over the Rockets on Sunday night, I'm not saying you're not a Rockets fan because Wade put some words in my mouth. I'm saying you're not a true Rockets fan. What happened? What did I say to Wade? I did not say that. Send that to Wade for me.
And you know what? When Star Wars comes out, is Wade going to be across the street at the movie theater like in a freaking Chewbacca costume? I expect this from some people. I just didn't expect this from a man, Smitty.
You're not mad? You're disappointed?
I'm not mad at you, Wade. I'm just a little bit disappointed in you. Just a tad. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Astros sweep the Yankees yesterday. Ryan Pressly, the unsung hero of this game. The Astros get the sweep.
That's Mike Meltzer's Ryan Pressly.
It is Mike Meltzer's Ryan Pressly. And closer Roberto Osuna was unavailable because he'd gotten a save in the three previous games. He's actually converted all 16 of his save attempts since the Astros traded for him last year. You got to get someone to love you the way Mike Meltzer loves Ryan Pressly, because listen to this. Listen to the love. Mike Meltzer, a lot of times we have trouble getting him excited. Like, let's say that the Texans just won their ninth straight. Sometimes Mike Meltzer doesn't sound excited. But when Ryan Pressly comes in for that four-out save, my gosh.
He's got to stand up.
Is there any athlete in this city who does their job better, who gets less fanfare than Ryan Pressly? That guy is awesome. He is an awesome, awesome, the most underappreciated, excellent athlete in this city. That is how...
Baby, you're my greatest love.
And he did that later on in the show. That wasn't the only Pressly love. He absolutely loves Ryan Pressly. And because the Loopholes are the best listeners in sports, because we're the most interactive show, shout out to all the Loopholes. Shout out to all the people trying to make it to Friday on a Thursday. All the people in Houston, all the people on the radio.com app. We very much appreciate you. And we always value your input. Loophole Rappin' Duke has a song committed to Mike Meltzer's love of Ryan Pressly. Here it is.
Now, Meltzer, Ryan Pressly has you all shook up. Will you greet him when you meet him like a Rangers love tap to the cup? Will you invite him for dinner and drinks at the Heartbreak Hotel? Do you love him more than Francesa? Is he more than fair? Say a bombshell? Then invite him to the room, your hunka-hunka burning love. If he ever gets traded, we know you'll sing like a mourning dove. Now, Mike, we love you, buddy. Do as you're inclined. If he turns you down, we know it'll be unbearable, and that he will forever be always on your mind. Pilgrim.
That is so good. So freaking good.
Gosh, Mike, I'm going to leave you and Ryan Pressly alone. Mm-hmm. He loves that four-out save.
He loves him some Brian Presley. That's what he loves.
You get Mike Brown. I'll tell you what, Meltzer, you get him started talking about Mike Stanton and that relief pitching. You got to leave him alone, man.
The sports are complicated and not that linear.
Very true, Mike. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 6. And can't believe you Game of Thrones weirdos watching Game of Thrones over the Rockets, but to each his own.
I guess.
Speaking of great, Gerard Johnson in the studio now. He normally comes in at 11, but since he is the most interesting man in Houston, he had some other stuff to do. What will improvement look like for the Texans in 2019? And who's the most important returning piece of this offense? Is it Kiki? Is it Will Fuller? Or is it Deontay Foreman? We'll get into that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.